Andrea, Countrywide was one of the nation's largest subprime mortgage lenders before the economic mess. Yesterday, its former CEO, Angelo Mozilla, was charged with fraud by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
According to our complaint, Mozilla raked in nearly $140 million while fully aware that Countrywide's business model was deteriorating and faced a bleak future.
That's Robert Kuzami, the SEC's enforcement director. Now, the SEC says Mozilla misrepresented Countrywide's shaky business practices to investors. Like everyone else in the subprime industry, Countrywide made risky loans to risky borrowers, many of them without background checks, and it bundled all those shady loans and sold them to Wall Street. Now, a lot of the companies have pleaded ignorance that subprime loans and the credit swaps behind them were actually dangerous. But the SEC says Mozilla knew it and cashed out for that $140 million you just heard about before the subprime mortgage meltdown. Joining us this morning from New York is Tammy Luby. She's senior writer at CNN. She's been covering Countrywide. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, well, set the scene for us. What happened yesterday at the SEC?
Well, the SEC yesterday charged Mozilla and two of his top lieutenants with civil securities fraud for hiding the true condition of the company.
Can you go to jail for that?
No. They are looking for payback of the ill-gotten gains and, of course, penalties.
Penalties and payback. So what dollar figure might we be looking at?
They didn't disclose that, but they're saying that he got $140 million of ill-gotten gains.
Okay, so he's accused of $140 million of fraud plus misleading investors, probably most of Wall Street, and helping to dismantle the U.S. economy, and he's not going to go to jail?
Well, he's actually not being charged. Remember, one of the key things here is that the lending practices of Countrywide are not what's under investigation.
Right, they're legal anyway.
He's being charged.
Legal.
They are legal.
Right.
But the key thing is that he's being charged with not telling people about it, with hiding the fact that the company was making risky loans. What the SEC is saying is that he was portraying the company as a lender of mainly prime quality loans, and that they maintained their underwriting standards, while the SEC is actually saying that internally they were really loosening their underwriting standards and making riskier and riskier loans, but not telling the investors in the company that.
Tammy, the general impression out there is certainly that every mortgage loaning company did this very same thing. What's the evidence that Countrywide stood out specifically to be signaled out for an enforcement action like this?
Well, they have some very interesting emails from Mozilla. And remember, it's what the company said publicly versus what they were saying internally. So the emails that they have from Mozilla, for instance, in March 28, 2006, to David Samble, they said that the 100% loan-to-value subprime product is, quote, the most dangerous product in existence, and there can be nothing more toxic, and therefore requires that no deviation from guidelines be permitted, irrespective of the circumstances. That's what he's saying internally.
And what was he saying externally at the same time?
They were maintaining, what the SEC is saying is they were maintaining a public face, saying that they were mostly a prime lender with tight underwriting standards.
And then, so what about his lieutenants? What are they accused of, and are they on the hook for as much money as he is?
Well, what's interesting is actually they're charging only Mozilla with the insider trading and the $140 million of, stock trades that they're saying were improper. They're not charging the lieutenants with that. So we don't have any money, on the table from the lieutenants in terms of that. But they're charging all three of them with misleading the investors.
Well, you've covered Mozilla and you've covered Countrywide pretty closely. Can you give us a little insight into the man's personality, maybe what he was into when he was away from the office, or even aside from fiery emails about how toxic his business was, kind of leader he was?
Well, I mean, he was very, I think a lot of people have heard he was the son of a Bronx butcher. He founded the company. He co-founded the company in a New York apartment, and he built it into the nation's. It was, by the end, the nation's largest mortgage lender, and he was very proud of that. And, he was also very proud of being the largest lender to African Americans and to Hispanics. And he was actually a champ of subprime lending, saying that it was allowing minorities to buy houses. And that's what, part of the subprime business was for. But
Tammy, let me just Let me just make sure I'm clear about this. So it wasn't issuing the subprime loans and encouraging people to borrow more money than they could afford. It was the fact that he was doing that and saying he wasn't. Do I have that right?
That's what the SEC is saying, yes. So the SEC is not charging them for their subprime lending practices because, as you pointed out, all the companies were doing that. What the SEC is charging them was doing one thing and saying another.
All right, Tammy, anyone else in the industry besides Mozilla possibly in the sights of the SEC for fraud or for misleading or for some of these charges?
No, I mean, Mozilla has long been a poster boy for the subprime lending crisis, and he's been the highest figure so far charged. But, you know, there hasn't been any rumblings that I know of others. There may be, but
what are the chances,
going to be a lot coming out.
What are the chances that he was the only CEO or leader in the industry that knew how bad these loans were but didn't tell anybody?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. I know I'm asking you to speculate, but it seems I'm a little incredulous that he was the only guy who knew that something was wrong inside the subprime industry. Tammy Luby, writer for CNNMoney.com, senior writer, and has covered Countrywide and the fall of Countrywide, talking to us about Angelo Mozilla being charged by the Security and Exchange Commission with fraud and misleading investors. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.